From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A curfew has been called in Baghdad's Green Zone after protesters clashed with police there. Anti-government protests exploded into violence Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers and charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran into the prime minister's office, determined to find him there, but he was not there. Many of the protesters are followers of Muqtada al-Sadr. The Shiite cleric has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end a political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. European Space Agency officials say one of their satellites has spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast, the last position of an Egypt airplane. Egypt said Friday it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohammed Samir said on Facebook that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Egypt Air Flight 804, with 66 passengers and crew on board, crashed into the sea early Thursday morning on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of the crash has been determined. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam refused to talk during his first appearance before judges at a court in Paris Friday. As Lisa Bryant reports, Abdeslam is charged with terrorism and murder for the November attacks in the French capital that killed 130 people.
His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. The 27-year-old Frenchman, born in Morocco, faces half a dozen terrorism charges as of now. Abdeslam's exact role in the Paris attacks is still unclear. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. After 4 months on the run, he was arrested just before the Brussels bombings. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. government health officials say the number of women in the United States with the Zika virus has more than doubled due to a change in the way the cases are counted. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Friday there are now 157 women infected with the virus in 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. 122 cases have been reported in U.S. territories, mostly in Puerto Rico. In Washington, President Barack Obama urged the Congress to pass legislation to help pay for the fight against Zika.
Bottom line is Congress needs to get me a bill. It needs to get me a bill that has sufficient funds to do the job. They should not be going off on recess before this is done. And certainly this has to get done over the course of the next several weeks in order for us to be able to provide confidence to the American people that we're handling this piece of business.
U.S. health experts have determined the mosquito-borne virus can cause microcephaly, a birth defect that results in severe brain abnormalities and developmental problems in babies. The World Meteorological Organization says that April set a new monthly record for high temperatures on both the land and the ocean. That's an indication that global warming might be happening at a faster pace than previously predicted. The WMO says the main driving force behind unprecedented warmth is global warming caused by human emissions of greenhouse gases. The agency is urging the rapid implementation of the Paris Climate Change Agreement to head off the worst. On Wall Street near the close, all three major indices are higher. European and Asian stocks were up too. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.